You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Nikki the Psychic.
Nikki the Psychic.
Live from nikki-the-psychic.square.site.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Nikki the Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm going to be taking a caller here in a second, but I wanted to give a shout out to my sponsor real fast, Evelyn's Fire Starters. I told you that I would have one to show you. She is 4 years old and all her sales go towards her newfound love for horses. So that's pretty cool. So send her an email if you'd like to place an order at evelynsfirestarters@gmail.com. And now I'm going to take my caller and ready to rock and roll. Should put some Jeopardy music on waiting for this caller to come through. But yeah, if you want to book your own private reading, you can jump on my website. It's listed right below my name right there. And you can send me your information and we can set you up for your own private reading. Or you can follow me on TikTok at cowgirlclarity.com, because outside of this, I love horses. If you've been tuning in, you know I have one named Henry. And hey, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, honey? What can I help you with today?
Whatever you can see for relationship or moving or job, whatever you can see. A different country if my better half is coming to get me to take me home. That makes sense. Whatever you can see.
Can you repeat that last part for me?
Whatever you can see about that, if he's coming to get me and then take me back to Europe to go home.
Well, to be honest, what I see, I have the Lovers and the Chariot. So there is definitely something coming in relationship-wise quickly for you. So this is a change that is right now. Do you feel like you're just like stagnant and in a place where you're just being breadcrumbed energetically?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, what do you call it? No communication.
Yeah, I would definitely just give it some time because I do see things changing around. I don't know if he went over there. Did he go over there for work or to change for the better?
I know he always lived there and I go back and forth.
I was gonna say, you definitely need to go there. There is definitely a change coming that is going to help you and him both move forward in the direction that you both want to go. Right now, it just seems like there's no motion because there's essentially no energy being put into it. It's mostly just worry and what ifs and like self-doubt. So we have to change how we are viewing this situation entirely.
Okay, so you're going essentially to communicate with me or...
Yins have to communicate more with each other to get this ball rolling in the direction that you want it to go. Because I do see it changing directions. However, there needs to be more energy and more just solid communication and enthusiasm around this situation.
Okay.
You have to move that wheel. You have to move that wheel of fortune. Oh, excuse me. What did you say?
I'm communicating a lot more, but he doesn't respond or communicate back, or he answers me, but he doesn't, and he hangs up. So at this point, I'm just like, you know, cause at the moment, I can't leave my country yet until I get cleared with my brother. If that makes sense. So
okay,
I need
well,
him to
we
come
have,
and get me.
Well, we yeah. have Temperance on the bottom of the deck. So Temperance is all about divine timing and taking things slow and having patience. So that's where we're at right now. If you want, if that's the direction that you want your wheel to go, then start moving the wheel on your own. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just baby steps, it's still going to work towards you.
I got the schedule for their interview tomorrow. The position's already been filled in, so you don't have to come back tomorrow. I'll contact you about the interview that you did today. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But definitely put the work in to get that wheel moving in the direction that you want to go. Because it might seem like an immature situation at this point in time, but it's going to grow into something better. Right now, there's way too much anxious energy wrapped around thinking about the future. I want you just to worry about the moment right now and do what you can do to get yourself there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Because I have no money to.
You would just have to change. Start with changing your perspective. Start with positive affirmations and just saying you will get there and you will have these things. Don't sit so much in the mindset of what you don't have right now, because that will come to you. You just have to do what you can do instead of letting it make you feel like you're like in a state of stagnant energy.
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to get him to do more on his end than me. Like, what's the right word I'm saying?
You gotta light that fire under his butt. You gotta lead by example. You gotta put that work in so you can get it going in your direction. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in what sense? Because
that'll help you feel better too.
Okay. Got you. Can you give me like an example? Like, because I.
An example of what?
Like, to have to light the fire under him.
Just text them, or next time you talk to him, let him know that you're starting the changes that you need to make here to get yourself there. Let him know that you're putting in that effort, not just via text message and via thought, but actually physically putting that in. And you'll be surprised at the sense of clarity you'll get and different opportunities that are going to essentially come out of nowhere for you. It all just takes a little bit of just working on ourselves, changing our perspective, and having a bit of patience, because sometimes things don't happen overnight and you feel like you're waiting for your ship to come in, literally, or like your big break, and it's delayed because we're dwelling on it so much. So what did you say?
Yeah, because he doesn't, when he hears my voice, he just gets mad at me and then he hangs up and that's it. There's no communication, no answer back, or you know what I mean?
That's fine. Yeah, so just take a break. Let him reach out to you. We don't chase, we attract, and lead by example. If you want this to happen, because I have the Two of Cups and I have the High Priestess, then you got to learn to trust your intuition and start doing more positive things for yourself to get you put into that energy to start creating these opportunities to get over there faster. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you mean. All right, I'll let him know that he already knows I'm doing the changes now, so I guess I'll want to call him for his birthday on the 25th.
Most definitely. And keep doing those positive changes. Keep getting your paperwork in line. Keep doing what you need to do to get there by bettering yourself in the process as well.
Yeah. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem, girlfriend. Do you have any other questions?
Thank you. I guess I'm trying to get there for my birthday or get him here for my birthday before we leave. because I'm trying to do something else with him, but he has to come here first, and then we can leave, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Do you have some health things going on?
I do, and I know he has a health issue that he has to fix so we can have a kid that...
Yeah, and that's 100% what he is... Both of you seem to be, like, working on healing your bodies and just getting out of those restrictions that you might have physically or medically at this point in time, which is great because that's moving the wheel of fortune in the direction that you want it to go.
All right. And hopefully he answers me this time on his birthday, I hope. I hope it communicates. All right, cool. Appreciate it.
No problem, girl. And I hope everything turns around for you, and I wish you the best.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful. But yeah, definitely keep pouring into yourself. Some people just carry that weight on their shoulders of energies and scenarios that aren't yours. Yeah, that's not yours to carry. So once you move away from that and allow yourself to have your own thought process, your own opinions, your own everything, then that's when you're pouring into yourself. Sometimes we have to be what people might say is selfish, but it's not. It's not at all. It's not selfish to take care of yourself. So we're coming down on the final minute, and I urge you all you guys to tune in next week. Also, if you'd like to book a private reading with me, please visit my website. It's listed right here on the screen. Go follow me on Facebook at Nikki the Psychic and TikTok at Cowgirl Clarity. And I'll talk to you guys next week.